flies in his mouth. Hey, Kyle.
What?
What did you watch?
Another boring fucking wrestling pay-per-view. I don't even want to talk about it. It's fucking boring.
Well, episode's over.
It's the most predictable, boring shit.
So unfortunately,
it was Money in the Bank, by the way.
Kyle and I normally really don't ever do this, but we successfully called every single match tonight, including the outcomes and
the run-ins and the bullshit.
Pretty much everything.
We didn't call the boring fucking slow pace that every match had, except for the ladder match that
was fun.
So ruined the rest of the show.
I only took notes for pretty much half the pay-per-view because Mercedes was over here and she decided that she wanted to do the notes for me for the first half of this pay-per-view.
She does not watch wrestling.
So I don't know what she's written, so let's go down the list. Right. Well, first she was talking all about the beginning. She was just writing up a storm.
Yeah, she was actually paying attention to the pre-show.
Okay, so first note, we have Hostess Lady.
Renee Young.
Renee Young has magical boobs.
She does have magical boobs. I would agree.
Whole thing obviously sponsored by Kickstart.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, then we get into the pre-show of Breeze.
Breezango versus Breezango. Golden Truth.
Whatever. That was a match, I guess.
It was not a match.
They had fake sunburns, and then they slapped them and stuff.
I guess the thing is Golden Truth locked them in a sauna, so they were fake burned with fake skin falling off of them. The entire match was nothing but chops. Because they were sunburned. It was fucking stupid. This is a fucking cartoon.
So these are the notes I have for this.
This is you were trying to defend Tyler Breeze to her, and then this bullshit happened.
Yeah, that was
you
not
just
what
got
I wanted
quiet
to happen.
And realized.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be like a joke match. I thought it was going to be. I mean, I knew it was going to be a
Breezango
dumb match.
And Golden Truth are joke teams.
I know that, but I didn't know they were going to do that. I don't know. Mercedes wrote, if they are sunburned, why did they put on the itchiest vests? I don't know, Mercedes. She also put aloe vera machine ? Not sure where that came from.
I don't
from.
Know what the machine part of it is.
Also, this one's weird. Sex suit plus Tupac beats sunburn.
That would be, sex suit is Gold Dust, and Tupac was R-Truth.
Okay.
Because he was a rapper.
That's right. Well, no, they mentioned Tupac.
Yeah, Golden Truth win. Yay, we give a fuck, right? This is the 20th time they fought this week. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about these two teams. Nobody cares.
I care about Tyler Breeze.
Really? No, fake sunburn? Peeling skin?
Don't make me have to defend this because I can't.
Jesus Christ.
Lucha Dragons versus Dudley Boys.
Who gives a fuck?
Dudley Boys are huge. There should be no competition, is what Mercedes said. And then she put Lucha Dragons are spider monkeys.
She put down more than I did. I just wrote down Lucha Dragons win because I didn't give a shit. Did not give a shit about this match at all. You're going to hear me say that a lot. I didn't give a shit about any match on this card.
So then after this, there were supposed to be like two more, but they just like weaseled them into
the
actual
show. They
put
them on the main show because it needed to be 5 hours long or feel that long.
So
because they had to slow them all down to pad it out, apparently.
God, you know, I can't help but think that maybe you didn't like this pay-per-view.
I hated this fucking pay-per-view.
I've never been more indifferent about a pay-per-view, really. I don't know. Like,
it was so boring. These matches could have been good. Most of them. We also had Titus O'Neil. But most of them could have been good. So we had the tag team title Fatal 4-Way to open the Money in the Bank show.
Wait, what did she put down? Hold on. Okay, we got the Giant G's.
That would be Enzo and Cass.
Versus Villains.
Vaudevillains.
Versus Club.
Which, yeah,
that's self-explanatory. Versus Day. And she hastily scribbled in New Day. Announcer lady is a bombshell. Why is Mercedes so obsessed with all these fucking...
William. We had a whole weekend of her pointing out nice asses.
Oh,
too.
True. Yeah. Lots of flips, no action. I can't really disagree with that.
No, can't disagree.
Why does the guy with a horn not fight? Oh, she's talking about Xavier.
Xavier.
I'll explain to her later. Enzo has good counters. I agree.
Yeah, it does.
I like this match. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was very fast-paced.
I thought the best part was Xavier calling Enzo and Cass broke down Han Solo and hairless Chewbacca.
That's pretty cool.
And then he called the Vaudevillains Monopoly Men and then told the club that he would show them that the New Day are the elite team.
Which was fucking amazing, and Michael Cole didn't get it.
Michael Cole didn't get it.
and repeated it, and it was hilarious.
And then the match turned to shit. This was a sloppy fucking match.
Oh, yeah. Well, the slot. See, here's the thing. I enjoyed it, however.
Well, Enzo and Cass should be tag team champs because the ref counted to three because fucking Anderson couldn't pull him off in time.
That was bad.
Then Gallows got stuck in a time loop.
It was like he was glitched in like WWE 2K16.
It went beyond comical and botched to just fucking ignorant.
It just became a shit show.
He has wrestled long enough to not stutter step for, what, 10 seconds?
It was a long time.
Waiting for the guy to come. His partner is up in a move. He's being lifted up, but he's waiting for his cue to attack the other guy who didn't get in the ring in time. Fucking stupid. Just ridiculous.
But botches aside, I still liked it.
I can't get past Gallows.
It was
I wrote down good spots, sloppy. Sloppy towards the end. And it was terribly sloppy.
It really was just till the end when it started unraveling.
It was, I mean, we couldn't get past, like, what the fuck is Gallows doing? He just stuttered.
He just kept going forward and then he went back and then he went forward.
He was just glitching. It's like he was on a moving train. And he's just rocking back and forth like a fucking idiot. New Day are still champs. I don't know if they will ever lose the title.
I honestly thought that...
I thought the club was going to win.
Here's the thing. I knew that New Day was going to win. Like, we both knew that they
were
going to win.
We knew they were going to win, but we wanted...
But there was, like, that little spark that, like, maybe Enzo and Cass can get it this time. It would be cool.
They're not going to win anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah.
I thought the club was going to win because we were pretty confident AJ was going to win, and you're going to try to put them over strong.
Yeah,
the club didn't do much, but interfere in AJ's match.
Mercedes writes down, New Day wins somehow. Yeah, I kind of agree there.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. Yeah. Then we had Baron Corbin. What did she write down? Baron Corbin's. And she scribbled out the S because I think she heard us say Corbin versus Ziggles. That's right, Mercedes. You write Ziggles.
Did she write how many times Dolph Ziggler did a move?
No. All she wrote was Corbin wins again because we explained to her that this match has happened a million times.
A million times.
And it ends the same way.
I wrote down, how many times can we watch these two fight? Please end this feud.
When did the feud even start? Like, I can't even remember now. It was after Andre the Giant.
After WrestleMania.
And then Ziggler was just like, I won't
Corbin fight. Ziggler's the only person Corbin has been fighting since fucking April. I don't care about him. Corbin wins yet again with the end of days.
Agree with the crowd when they started chanting boring.
They should have chanted it all night. It was so slow.
This one was so much slower than all the other ones. It felt like it went on for fucking ever.
I'm so sick of them fighting again and again and again and again and again. I don't give a fuck. Move on. It's the same match every time. The only time they changed it up was the dick punch match, which is fucking stupid. It just showed Ziggler's a coward. They can't beat him.
And Corbin looks like a Muppet. Because his belly button's
his
very
wide. His belly button.
And his nipples look like little eyes.
This match, dude.
He looks like the Doors in Wind Waker that have, like, masks on them.
Does he?
When you're on,
I don't remember Wind Waker that much, too.
Yeah, just trust me.
No, I don't trust you that
much. Let's see. So then we have Charlotte. Okay, what'd she write down? Charlotte plus Dana Big Tits versus Becky and Natalie. You were close.
You were close. Dana Brooke is fucking bad.
Well, she didn't really do anything, to be honest. Or anything.
She barely took a hip toss.
Oh, she flexed a lot.
She's fucking terrible. I'd rather have Eva Marie in there. I really would.
Actually, no, Charlotte and Eva Marie would probably be pretty good.
Be a good team. I would rather have that in there. Yet another fuck up was Natalya was crawling across the ring for the tag, and apparently Dana Brooke and them decided not to break it up anytime soon, so she was scooting like a dog that took a shit or has worms. She's just scooting. And still she scooted too close, so they just had to, like, reach. Look fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous. Another fucking missed spot.
Apparently, Mercedes thinks that Becky has awesome thighs.
Becky does have amazing thighs.
What does that mean?
They're beautiful.
Are we just talking about, like, just power per square inch?
Yeah.
Like, she could just, like, lift you? She could deadlift you really easily.
Yeah.
Could she deadlift me?
Yeah.
Think she could deadlift me?
Absolutely.
Like, just seen to me? Over and just fucking
You
think she would, like, grunt? Just
probably not. Charlotte and Dana Brooke wins with the natural selection, and then Natalya cries for like a minute and then attacks Becky.
I understand what they were trying to do.
Didn't work.
Yes.
Didn't work.
That's my problem with it.
It's dumb. It doesn't make sense of why. Poor Becky. Everybody she's friends with turns on her. Is that her gimmick now?
Yes.
It's fucking stupid.
Unfortunately, Becky is just going into obscurity.
Yeah.
My only hope...
They're going to bring Sasha up to team with her until Sasha turns on her?
No, here... Okay. With the brand split, are they going to split the Divas?
I don't know. They're not Divas.
Or, God, I keep saying Divas. I'm sorry. It's just ingrained in me.
Probably.
My hope is that we have Charlotte and all that shit away from Becky and, like, Sasha.
But what if they split them and only have the one title?
I don't know.
Then what's the point of the women on SmackDown?
I just...
Stop hoping, because that revolution ended as soon as they changed it to women's. And they're fucking done now. They're back to being catty little bitches. This match proved it. That's what they're back to. So kudos, Stephanie, on your Divas Revolution.
Mercedes has
fucking bullshit.
Charlotte wins. Dana equals cheerleader plus nothing else. Natalya equals bully. Yeah. I agree.
After she cried.
Yeah, I wonder. Natalya's
the one that fucking lost.
What are they doing with Natalya exactly? Like, is she... I don't know.
I don't know, because we need another heel. You know how many face women do we have right now?
Let's see, Becky.
That's it.
And Paige is still a face, isn't she?
When was the last time she fought?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Summer Rae and Sasha are fighting on house shows in main event.
Naomi?
When was the last time she fucking fought?
Oh God, it has been a while, hasn't it? I like
because she's all filming a movie with The Miz.
Oh, that's right.
And the Social Outcast.
What's Eva Marie been up to? I know she's not a face, but I'm just trying to think.
I don't know what she's doing. She's vlogging about makeup stuff.
Why aren't they bringing in Veda Scott?
Why are they? Because they won't bring in Veda. She's not even... Why did they have to give up on the revolution? They're going somewhere with it.
Because in their minds it was done when they changed it to women's title?
Stephanie, you know, I love Stephanie McMahon. I usually do, but she's fucking stupid. She's just as bad as her fucking dad. It's terrible. It really... Just because you say something's done and it worked doesn't mean it fucking worked. They wieted the fuck out of the women's division. They're just... end of the year. We're back to bra and panties. I'm calling it now. Calling it. It's just fucking terrible. They don't care.
It'll be okay, Kyle.
It's not. It pisses me off.
It's going to get better.
It really pisses me off.
I believe.
You have these women that can wrestle and Dana Brooke, but... And they're not. They're catfighting. We had a three-way hair pull in this fucking match, Lincoln.
Yeah, that did happen.
I'm over it. I'm over it.
Well, it's very bizarre, especially because, it was only like a year ago when we had the Sasha versus Bayley match?
Not even a year.
Yeah, like, come on.
And look at the WrestleMania match we had. And then they changed the title at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And then Becky and Sasha disappeared. And it's been Charlotte and Natalya ever since. And now they're catty bitches. Natalya, you're like one step away from getting your farting gimmick back.
Oh, no.
Does anybody remember that?
Oh, no.
It's terrible. Whatever. It's not as bad as Sheamus versus Apollo Crews. Jesus fuck. Who cares about Apollo Crews? I'm so bitter today. I have a headache and I'm tired, just so everybody knows. And this pay-per-view just pissed me off. I don't have the fucking patience for it. I don't have time for this shit. I have been up since like 7 o'clock this fucking morning. It's like midnight right now. I'm grumpy as fuck. Pay-per-view sucks. WWE can't write a fucking story. Does anybody follow the WWE creative humor on Twitter? It's all bullshit and they come up with better storylines. Fuck me. Ugh. God. Nobody cares about Apollo fucking Crews. Nobody.
Oh, what did Mercedes write down for this? Okay, Sheamus is fucking pale as shit. I agree. Are you not entertained? With an upside down question mark.
Upside down question mark?
I don't know why she wrote that.
All right.
Lots of holding.
That goes for every fucking match.
I'm not
rest
entirely
holds, chin
sure.
locks, headlocks.
Oh, okay, is that what she's referring to? Okay. Choking, because she can't spell choking, for like 10 minutes. More choking. Second rope, !! First of night. Oh, yeah, that was the Celtic Cross.
Yeah, or the white noise, whatever he calls it.
It was pretty cool.
Before that, Apollo did do a moonsault to the outside to Sheamus on the ground. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Apollo Crews rolls him up and wins.
It was a match.
We took a break for half of it. I didn't even give a fuck. We missed half of it, and we missed nothing. We could have done that for half of this. We should have just went on fucking Reddit and found out the winners.
And just be like,
because that was more exciting than any fucking match.
Are you ready to talk about the next one, Kyle? I'm so excited to talk about this. Oh, my God.
A match that had the potential of being WrestleMania worthy. AJ Styles versus John Cena. High energy, fast paced. This could have been great. This could have been another Rock Hogan. If Hogan could do that, these guys can. This match was slow. There's a lot of rest holds. A lot of AJ's faster than Cena, because apparently Cena's slow now. Cena's STF is still fucking shit.
I don't think they're ever going to make it better.
He needs to stop doing it, because it's shit.
Why doesn't Rusev just teach him how to make it look cool? Why doesn't
fucking Regal teach him how to do it?
No, yeah, true.
Why doesn't he just watch... Why doesn't he look at a picture of himself doing it and realize, well, that doesn't look like it hurts at all?
He's too busy speaking Mandarin and fighting children.
He's fucking... Cena did learn, though, to, like, sell his leg a little bit.
That was pretty nice.
After the calf crusher. That shocked me. Not as much as JBL still being racist. Did you know AJ...
God damn it.
Did you know AJ Styles wrestled in Japan?
Every fucking time.
Do you know what, like, his main move there was in Japan?
What was the main move?
The Lariato.
I can't fucking stand
JBL.
It. Please stop.
Somebody stop him.
No, there's no stopping. You can't stop a man whose old gimmick used to be catching illegals at the border.
Ugh. Come on. You can't. Just put him down.
Mercedes didn't really write too much down for this one. Lots of looking at each other and no fighting. That was the
beginning. A lot of that, yep.
Lots of holding. Again, guessing stuff on the ground. Now, here's where the fun starts.
The ref bump of the first ref bump of the night?
That was the only thing we didn't call. I didn't expect them to do anything with the refs.
We expect the club interference, which they did. The club came in and they hit their magic killer. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I think it's magic killer, which is...
Magic killer?
Stupid name.
That's not a good name.
No. So AJ wins.
Yeah, they do it to Cena. They pull AJ over on top of him.
So... We sat through this, 20-minute match? 15-20-minute match? Just so they could set it up for next month. Thanks. That's a waste of time. That's all we do anymore. Which means Cena will win the next one. Then SummerSlam will have to fight again, Lincoln.
Oh,
and then Cena
happen.
Will officially bury him then. After everybody forgets the bury storyline.
Why was this match so shit? I mean, honestly, I was super excited for this match.
This should have been the match of the night. This should have been the match of the year. And it sucked. It was boring. It was slow.
You know, WWE-wise, my favorite match of last year was Cena versus Kevin Owens.
Which AJ and Cena could have pulled off that same match. Same quality.
Yeah. I don't know how it was so hard.
The problem, it seemed like, tonight was anybody not in Money in the Bank, they realize it's Money in the Bank. Nobody cares about our matches. We're just going to phone it in. Every fucking match besides Money in the Bank felt phoned in.
I wouldn't say phoned in for the main event necessarily, because we all know why that was.
I still think it was phoned
stupid.
In, though. It's absolutely phoned in. They were filling time until, because then all of a sudden it's rushed. They pull bullshit stunts in that. Like, oh, the doctors is...
Oh,
Roman Reigns comically flailed around like he didn't know where he was. And as soon as he gets in the ring, hits the spear because he's fine. Another ref bump.
Oh, look. Oh, we're going to get to that. Oh, what did Mercedes write down for this? I forgot. She had... Okay, so Mercedes put, fuck the club. They are cheating bitches with no talent. And she underlined no talent a million times.
Which, in WWE, they haven't shown much...
Jack explained to her what Bullet Club was and all that jazz, but it's hard because, yeah, they haven't really
here's my
done
point.
Much.
They run down to the ring and everybody acts like this is a big fucking deal. The club are the beast. They're going to take out Cena. When was the last time they won a fucking match? They don't take out fucking anybody. They're not a threat. They're, God help me, they're kind of a jobber tag team right now.
They got cool logo and trench coats.
But how is it that when they're not in a match, they're a big deal threat? When they are in a match, nah. Both of them in their match tonight fucked up timing.
Oh, it was
fucked
bad.
Up spots. I mean, Carl Anderson, lucky nobody booed him or called botchamania on him.
I was really surprised, especially with the three count thing. I thought the crowd was going to go crazy, but
apparently
nobody really gave a shit, which was bizarre because I looked at you and I was like, wow, that's how they're going to have Enzo win the tag?
Yeah, no, never mind. I like these two, but Jesus fuck, do they even care here? I don't know. It's bad booking.
So now with the next match, this is where I actually started taking some notes, so they're not going to be silly.
Mercedes left. She had enough. She was gone.
Done.
She's like, Mirka out.
So Money in the Bank was fun for the most part.
For the most part, a lot of big spots. It's what you expect from Money in the Bank. It was Sami Zayn versus Dean Ambrose, Cesaro, Del Rio, Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho. Some of them didn't do much in the match. Like Jericho and Ambrose didn't do a lot in the match.
Nope, not at all. No. Cesaro pretty much fucking died three times. It was insane.
Yeah, he did some crazy stuff.
Cesaro fucking, God, it was brutal how well he's able to sell the headshot to the end of the ladder. There was that sweet double haluva kick.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that sweet.
It was pretty sweet.
I don't like the haluva kick.
Would you call it a little too sweet?
No, I don't. The haluva kick, I don't like it. No, you don't. Since when did you like the
Olympic I don't love it.
It's not a finisher.
I wish it wasn't a finisher. I just do like the kicking moves.
Yeah, it shouldn't be if we're past the days of a super kick, which is basically all that is, or a big boot being a finisher. Sorry.
I wish they weren't finishers. I agree. No, I still like them.
Well, whatever.
You can't stop me from liking it. I'll love it.
Cesaro did the swing to Jericho into the ladder.
Yeah, I just wrote down Jericho's dead. Well, because when he was doing it to Del Rio originally, I was like, oh no.
I wish he would have fucking hit Del Rio. I hate that dude.
Just neck.
He's not fun. He's never been fun.
Del Rio would probably be a great swell guy as he takes you out on a nice little date.
Just tells you all about how he plows Paige.
No, he would just get you a drink. He'd buy you like
I bet he's a prick.
No, he'd buy you like a Bloody Mary and like whisper in your ear.
I don't know. I've never liked him. I thought he's talented. I just think he's boring. I just don't care about his gimmick. Whatever.
Frog Splash was pretty sick.
Yep.
And then,
oh, God.
Holy fuck.
All right, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, I love you guys. I love how you do pull out this crazy indie stuff sometimes.
Oh my God.
Could you tone it down a little?
No, keep doing it. It was amazing.
There's so much risk for fucking injury on that.
I don't care. It was amazing. Actually, I do care because I don't
You absolutely care. Sami Zayn did a Michinoku driver on Kevin Owens on the edge of the fucking ladder. The ladder was standing on its side. It looked great. Man, there was so much potential for injury.
Oh, it's fucking great.
Broken rib. You know, like...
Oh, my God. It was so intense.
Well, you know what, though? It doesn't matter because Dean Ambrose fucking won the Money in the Bank. This guy that is a fucking laughingstock that can't win a goddamn match ever, who only has two moves and he can't even make those look good. The Dirty Deeds is one of the ugliest fucking finishers. Won Money in the Bank. We were so not excited about him winning Money in the Bank.
I just wrote down, of course, because I...
Because.
We knew what was going to happen.
We knew it was going to happen because they set it up with the Ambrose Asylum thing. We even flat out told him if he wins, he's going to cash in that night. Spoiler, he does.
Yeah, we already knew.
So...
That cemented... To me, I was like, well, I know everything that's going to happen tonight.
When we wrote down, because we always write down under notes, the main event, we wrote down Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose.
Yep.
Because we knew he was going to be involved in that fucking match, so it made the whole match not matter.
I put in parentheses versus Bray Wyatt because I was hoping for some kind of intervention, but it didn't happen.
No. And when you have somebody cash in on the same fucking night, what was the point of Money in the Bank? Have him do it at Battleground.
Nope.
Let him carry it around for a while.
Nope.
Build some momentum. No, instead you have this fucking jobber.
Ooh.
Who, spoiler, is now your world heavyweight fucking champion.
Oh, you just called Dean Ambrose a jobber.
He's a fucking jobber.
Oh my God, you're triggering so many people right now. It's great.
I used to like Dean Ambrose.
Used to like him a lot. We really did.
Until we really started watching his matches and his wrestling. He's a personality and nothing more.
Unfortunately, yes.
His moves aren't good.
And the thing is, I question if they ever really were good.
No, it's his personality.
And but I'm kind of over his personality, though.
And I call him because he's a lunatic that doesn't do anything crazy.
It's weird because, like, New Day, I'm not over New Day necessarily. I don't enjoy them as much as
I wish
as
they
I
would
did.
Drop the fucking titles.
I wish, yeah, because I think seeing them constantly is kind of wearing thin. But there's a lot of wrestlers that I'm okay with their gimmick for very long periods of time. But Dean Ambrose is one that I don't really give a shit anymore.
And Dean Ambrose. I know he's recently won some matches, blah, blah, blah. But overall, he has lost a ton of matches.
Especially Brock Lesnar. That was the biggest...
Well, no, I go to especially when he feuded with Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that never fucking wins, ever beat Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose, as much as he's like, take a step back and think of him as your champion. Really?
And it's not even kind of like a Daniel Bryan story of, you know, like starting off very small and then like working your way up. It's just, he's just lost everything and then just randomly
wins.
They
did not make him champion because he's talented. They made him champion because they can have a storyline with the Shield triple threat. It's the only reason they made him champion. I don't think it has anything to do with confidence in him or this or that. It's just to tell a story. And so they can have this match. Everybody's wanted it, and they can hotshot the title back to Seth Rollins. Or Roman. I hope it's Seth because he lost the title after 2 seconds. We skipped a match, but it's not important. Seth Rollins pins...
Oh, we're just going into this one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck. Rusev Titus O'Neil was at its match that happened.
Rusev, I have notes written down. I need to read them. I love Rusev because I really love Rusev. I should have gotten that Russian girl's number today. So I was working today, right? And this girl came in and she was Russian and she was super cute. We were talking for a while.
She wanted nothing.
Buying stuff. Probably didn't. And you know what? I should have been like, What's up, Lana? I should have just called her Lana.
But Lana's not Russian.
And then, you're breaking kayfabe. I should have asked her for a number or something. Just been like, hey, you want to get a little bite to eat? No. Probably would have said no, let's be honest.
She would have just laughed at you.
But you know what?
And then maced you. YOLO. YOLO, Lincoln.
As Wayne Gretzky said, Russian girls are really cute.
I don't think Wayne Gretzky ever said that.
So then I also wrote down Happy Faza's Day because Rusev wins and rubs it in the kids' faces, which I called happening, which I was actually pretty happy it happened. Which is Vince's way of just being like, hey.
Yeah, I love how he went from being suspended to being in a title match.
And then losing and his kids
if
hate him.
If anyone in the world thought Titus O'Neil had a chance of winning this match, then how old are you? This match shouldn't have happened on a pay-per-view.
So back to Bleed Dat versus Crotfit Jesus versus Lunatic Fringe. Cat Guy made a fucking sign for Roman Reigns tonight. You're on suspension, Cat Guy. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about you the next pay-per-view.
And you know what? I will say something. Right here, I'm going on record. Roman Reigns looked pretty good in this match.
I 100% agree. I was going to say that as well.
Even though it was fucking slow, he really added a lot of moves. Are they still going with him as not as a heel, though?
I don't know at this point.
They need to because he was a really good heel in this.
I agree. He was playing to the crowd very
and
nice.
And Seth was doing all of his high flying. He was very face-like. It wasn't even the playing to the crowd. It's like when he knocked Seth down and he kept grabbing the knee just had surgery on. And he'd spin him around. He's like, are you sure you're ready? Were you ready? He kept just grabbing his knee. Not attacking it, but just toying with it. I thought that was brilliant.
He also did that really nice suplex. And it looked very good. I haven't seen him do a suplex.
Yeah,
all.
I did.
Maybe he has during SmackDown Raw.
He really did
it.
Yeah, nice snap suplex.
The Razor's Edge into the powerbomb. Oh my God. Please do that more.
Seth did his springboard knee, which I've always loved that move.
Which I knew he was going to do it tonight because I wore my lucky shirt. I was one of the fortunate souls that bought the Seth Rollins John Cena play.
It wasn't the springboard knee that broke his nose.
I just like to think it was.
That was just like a
Muay Thai knee. And it says, you don't see knee on the back. And he did in the knee attack tonight.
He did the knee.
It's because I wore it.
He did a superplex and then immediately rolled through into a Falcon's Arrow.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful. There was a spot. I'm glad they didn't do it. Where Seth was setting up like he was going to do the flip over power bomb, which is how he blew out his knee. And I'm like, oh, God, no. No. Like, I didn't want him. You know, I'm like, ah, it's not a mark thing. No. It's like, we've seen you wrench your knee many times there. Please don't do this. They did it very safely. Like, Roman caught him.
Did you hear the crowd? They were like, oh, everybody's like, oh,
and
no.
And the announcers were like, oh, no, this is the, like, everyone's like, no. Oh, Seth, don't, please, God, don't do this. Roman caught him trying to do it and just kind of lowered him down his back, and then he did it.
The spear into the pedigree reversal was
pretty cool. No, we're not there yet.
But I wanted to talk about it.
Oh, no, we got to talk about bullshit.
About how Bray Wyatt is a wizard? He's a wizard, Kyle.
He's not a fucking wizard.
He's a wizard as much as Undertaker's a wizard.
Do you know what Bray Wyatt is?
He is a cult leader that can bring down lightning.
He is your southern uncle. That may or may not be a pedophile. Look at him.
But he can
summon
lightning.
He kidnapped a whole choir of children once.
Oh, that's true. He did. And he kidnapped Roman Reigns' daughter.
Is Kane a wizard? He can summon fire.
Yeah.
He's not.
He would be a wizard.
No, he's a demon. He's a demon.
Demon Kane. Well, then he has some kind of magical power. I don't know why you're so against Bray Wyatt being a wizard, because he's obviously a wizard.
He's not.
There was an entire promo where he summoned lightning.
I don't think that makes him a wizard.
How does that... Are you saying if I summoned lightning right now, you would not call me a wizard?
He didn't summon it. Who's does he always say does all the shit for him?
Oh, that's right. It's
fucking Sister Abigail.
So wait, is he like JoJo's Bizarre?
He's just a little bitch to Sister Abigail is what he is.
But wouldn't he be harnessing her power, which would make him a little...
No, similar? He's just like, hey, Abigail, do it. She goes, okay.
Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, Pathfinder terms on what Bray Wyatt would be. But Undertaker's definitely a wizard, though, or, like, a warlock.
No, he's another demon.
Is he a demon?
Yeah, he was, like, an undead thing for years.
Oh, I always thought that he was just an undead warlock.
No, and then he became, like, just a dude, and then he went back to being like a demon, undead.
Why didn't they ever make a big deal about him going back to the...
Because nobody wants to remember that happened. Nobody. Nobody.
Okay. Are there any other, like, supernatural wrestlers right now, anyway?
Right now? No. Yeah.
Is Papa Shango still alive?
He's still alive, but he dropped the Papa Shango and just went... Maybe the Decay in TNA?
Yeah, I'm talking about WWE.
Oh, no. They don't have gimmicks.
What about
Finn Balor?
What the fucking witch doctor guy?
Witch doctor guy?
Not Papa Shango.
No Way Jose?
No.
Boogeyman?
Boogeyman, there we go.
He hasn't wrestled in a decade.
It shows up sometimes, remember?
Not to wrestle.
I know, but he just eats
worms. He shows
up
in the back to just say, coming to get you. He's just a weird dude that eats worms.
Okay.
He never had, like,
so he doesn't, like, drink blood.
He ate a mole off a girl's face and then ate worms. That's right, yeah. No, no. You're thinking of the brood with the blood drinking.
Yeah,
that was
that's
the
right.
brood with Gangrel.
Man, can we just do some of that now?
Bray Wyatt, it doesn't matter what he is. He should just join the Ambrose Asylum.
No.
I mean, he's champion. Why not? Anyway. They do the bullshit doctor spot.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Which Roman comically flails around. Like, did you see the part where he, like, had his hands out and felt around like he was blind for a second?
He looked like Abyss when he got sprayed.
Yeah, at least Abyss had a reason for acting blind.
By the way, we're referring to the TNA pay-per-view that we watched, Slammiversary.
Yeah, it'll go up after this.
It sucked, but the Decay match was really good.
And then another ref bump. So I want you to know two things right now. The bullshit doctor spot went nowhere. It served no purpose. The ref bump went nowhere. It served no purpose. Why have these spots?
I did.
They tried a move that you were getting ready to start?
I still think that they saved it. I still think it was pretty cool looking.
On TV, because we got to see the replay. I think in the audience, you had no idea what happened.
I agree. Well, it took me a minute to really realize what happened because, yeah, Roman goes into a spear and then Seth turns it into a pedigree.
He just jumps up and catches the spear and goes into a pedigree.
It would have been better if he was able to catch Roman's right arm. He caught the left one really well, but the right one he didn't quite get.
And it was just so quick. I think it's a nice thought.
It was really cool. Cool idea.
But then when they went straight from that to a normal pedigree, and Seth pinned him cleanly.
Which is a first.
That's the first time that Roman Reigns has been beaten cleanly. Which should be a big deal, right? Seth made his return and got his title. Roman finally got pinned cleanly. Nope, gotta have Ambrose cash in. Hit Seth in the back of the head with the briefcase. Hit Dirty Deeds and pin him and win the fucking title. You waited all this time to have Roman get pinned cleanly. The only thing I was a little bit off on, I thought they would recreate the WrestleMania cash-in, where they'd both be beaten and blood, you know, not bloody, but just beaten. Yeah. They could barely move. Then Ambrose cashes in, pins Seth. Well, Seth still wants his rematch. Roman never lost the title, blah, blah, blah. I loved the Shield. I don't know if you guys knew this. I really did. I still do. I still love the Shield. I loved her. They were showing a little promos, and I was like, oh, look at them together. I have never, I probably did at one point. I don't want to see this match.
I was going to say, anymore, because you did talk about how you wanted to see the triple threat at some point.
Yeah, I did, but I don't now, because Ambrose isn't on the same level as Rollins and Reigns.
I don't even mean in the hierarchy, it's like Rollins is very top, the level below him is Reigns, and the level below him is Dean.
Like, and I'm not even going by ability or whatever, because I know people do like Dean Ambrose.
I a billion percent am going
we
by
say
ability.
We say he sucks and he's stale, we don't like his style. That's subjective. That's us.
I do know that there are tons of people who love Ambrose, probably people listening to this right now. And
people love him.
It's 100% okay that you like that.
I think his style is sloppy, and I don't like that, and if you're going to be a professional and make that kind of money, problem I used to have with Ziggler. He was sloppy and he worked too fast. I just don't
slow
like
down.
Him.
You're moving too fast. Gotta make the wrestling.
I guess
fast.
Even Ambrose's finisher, like, he can't even lock the arms. It's just a double arm DDT. I mean, Mick Foley did it. Just would kick him in the shin first. Give him sweet shin music. I did write Ambrose is champ. I'm done with wrestling.
I hate this company.
I will keep watching it, but I honestly kind of mean that. I'm kind of done with wrestling right now. I might change next month. I'm not saying I won't keep watching. I will keep watching. But I'm over it. Like, I'm over wrestling. I'm not excited for Battleground. I'm not excited. I'm not excited for fucking Night of Champions in September, which we're going to.
I'm still kind of excited.
See, I'm not.
I'm excited for NXT.
I'm really excited for NXT, yeah. But because this was the most predictable show ever, there was no reason for us to watch this.
Yeah, I mean, we did call everything.
When you had it on Raw where Dean Ambrose flat out told you, if I win, I will cash in. Well, does it matter who pins who in that match? Did it matter that Seth won? Seth held the title for 5 seconds.
Yeah, that really did ruin the match for me because the entire time I was like, well, this is a really good match, but I already know that whoever wins is going to get dirty deeds.
If you're going to have Seth win, the crowd is behind Seth in this match. They were like way behind Seth. They loved him. You had your big moment for the crowd there. You didn't need to do it with Ambrose. Why couldn't they have had Reigns come out on Raw and say like, I want my rematch. And then Ambrose comes out and is like, who says you get a rematch? I got this right here. Set up your triple threat. Oh my God. Oh, because you can have Ambrose be like a normal face like Cena and say, hey, you know what? Because I know I can beat you, I'm going to tell you when I'll cash in. It's what faces usually do. Rob Van Dam did it. Cena's done it. Ambrose sneaks from behind because he's crazy.
Technically, he did say when he was going to cash it in, though. remember?
Yeah, but you know what I mean? He didn't give him time. That's what I mean by Cena's like, oh, in 2 weeks, I'm cashing in.
I don't know, though. It's still on the same... On that same level, though, he did say that he was going to cash it in, so whoever won needed to be ready.
But that's a heel thing to do. As a face, you look like a coward. That's what Money in the Bank is. I'm going to beat you when you're
The main thing was that he came up behind and smashed him with it.
Yeah, you're at your weakest, and I still am not going to take you on face-to-face.
I gotcha.
That's your champion.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
It works with a heel. Later, if you remember going in, I said, I know Ambrose is going to win, but I really want a heel to win this. Because the Money in the Bank is a heel idea.
Well, I wanted Kevin Owens to have it.
That at any point in time, technically, I mean, if we wanted to go like in the Attitude Era, I could go to your house when you're sleeping.
Oh, that's right.
With the referee, you know, it's a heel thing to do. It's a heel thing to sneak in behind your opponent, hit them in the back of the head with a briefcase, and then pin them. That's what Dean Ambrose did.
But it doesn't matter because he won and everybody's excited.
I don't know why he's excited. I'm as excited now as I was when Rey Mysterio was our champion.
Oh, God, when was that?
Or Jeff Hardy was our champion.
I'm trying to remember. What was the WrestleMania where CM Punk went against Rey Mysterio?
Oh, that wasn't for the championship.
I know, but
that was the hair versus
mask. For some reason, I just can't. I don't know why I keep remembering that match all the time. I just remember haphazardly watching it while I was playing Halo someday.
I really feel like Dean Ambrose only won because they think that's what the crowd wants. You could have set it up better. You could have given the crowd their moment with Seth. They were super excited. They went apeshit that Seth won.
See, that's the thing. Once Ambrose got it, the crowd completely shifted because it went from everybody being like, fuck yeah, to not sure how I feel. Not sure.
They were happy because they like Ambrose as well.
Gutex in the crowd did not seem good.
But
Gutex is a Street Fighter character.
Character?
Gutex is a Street Fighter player, professional, that I noticed was in the crowd. I knew he loved wrestling. I've never seen him in a pay-per-view.
It's right there by Cat Guy.
Yep. And Gutex was like, not sure how I feel.
That's my big problem with Ambrose winning they're really starting to blur the lines between face and heel a lot, I think.
They're trying to go back to, like, fucking the Attitude Era shit.
Well, no, they had faces and heels then.
But where Stone Cold
was the only one that was in between.
The Rock
was not. He was flat out a face or a heel. 100%.
Even with his pussy shirt or whatever it was?
He was, yeah. People either loved him or they hated him.
Okay.
He was like The Miz. I think The Miz is a lot like The Rock. He could change your opinion on him just by talking. Oh, no. He was flat out a heel. The problem with that, though, is you're like, well, Roman isn't a good guy or bad guy. Your fans say he's a bad guy. That makes him a bad guy. They boo him. That makes me heal. You have him taunt a man who just had his surgically repaired knee. You have him taunt his knee. That's a heel fucking move. Sorry. That's an asshole move. You don't see Cena going out like, oh, you broke your arm earlier? Yeah, let me punch it. Let me just work it. You know, like, Cena doesn't do that. Roman's a heel. He's an absolute heel. Ambrose, you could make him that in-between character, but you have to have him do something. Have him win every now and then. I just don't think he's a believable champ at all. I think he's a joke.
Poor Dean. He just wanted to have his little...
He seems like a cool guy. Moment. I love him on Swerve. I think he's hilarious. I think he can be good. He has the personality and the character and the charisma to do it. I just think it's too soon for him to be holding a title that other people deserve.
Yeah, I think it's kind of weird because...
And it's not favoritism.
You know, S.H.I.E.L.D. gets broken up. They immediately jettison all of them into the top guy status.
What is it, in the past year and a half or something, there's never been a non-S.H.I.E.L.D. member in a main event?
Yeah.
Change that.
Because I'm kind of over it.
That's why I think this is too little too late if you're doing the triple threat angle, which is what it seems like.
They should have fucking did that like 6 months ago.
It's too... We're tired of seeing him. I love Seth. And I'm starting to come around to Roman Reigns. I really am.
At least in his in-ring ability.
He still has a lot of fucking work on the mic. A lot. I think he needs a manager and all that stuff.
He needs to keep doing fucking Razor's Edge. Come on.
But he seems to be working harder. He's coming into...
And he barely did the Superman punch or the spear tonight. It was amazing.
As a heel, he's coming into a good character and personality. This is where he strives at. That's what the S.H.I.E.L.D. were, for crying out loud. But I'm tired of seeing it.
So
I would love to see, how about Roman go down and fight Baron Corbin or fight Kevin Owens?
Actually, you know, Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens are probably...
Why not have Seth fight Sami Zayn?
Oh, that'd be so good.
Or Cesaro or AJ.
Seth versus AJ is coming, don't worry.
Yeah, well, they've been doing it at house shows, but, yeah. You know, like, bump some new guys up. But who's ready? Not Dean. Let's say Kevin Owens. Cena's back. Mm-hmm. Put him out. Rusev. Put Rusev back in there. When Bray Wyatt comes back, put him in there.
Did Rusev feud with Reigns anytime in recent memory?
I don't think so.
Can't really remember.
I don't know. It's too early on Dean Ambrose. He made him look cowardly and weak. Whatever. That's the nature of Money in the Bank, but whatever. Fuck this pay-per-view. And fuck Battleground. I don't even know a single match on it. Battleground's gonna suck so bad because they did an Avengers fucking promo.
You know you liked it. I want that fucking Sasha Banks flag.
It looked terrible. It's
amazing.
The flags were fine, but I'm talking about the Civil War promo.
Oh.
You're about a month too late on that, WWE. Like, it's gone. It's done and passed. Move on. And did you notice in the same thing, though, they also promoted SummerSlam in August?
Did they?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even see
it. They don't even give a fuck about Battleground. Mm-hmm. Battleground is just a stepping stone. God help us with this brand split. So they're talking about doing two fucking pay-per-views a month.
It's going to be great.
Go fuck yourself. Two pay-per-views.
Well, are the pay-per-views going to be the same length?
Yes.
See, that's kind of the issue. Cause,
it's
like,
too much.
I'm okay with two pay-per-views a month.
I'm not.
If they're shorter.
No. They're going to be the same length.
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, my God. I don't want it. I'd rather them alternate. That's what I want. Do one pay-per-view a month, but February is Raw. March, SmackDown. April, Raw. Build stories. Build them. So I know why the fuck the Lucha Dragons are fighting the Dudley Boys. I might care. You don't have to, like, force, like, you like Titus O'Neil because it's Father's Day and his kids are here. I don't give a fuck about him. I don't care. We have all these vignettes saying about how good of a dad he is. And you brought up points. You're like, where's Roman's kids? Where's this person's kids?
Yeah, I was really...
What about Kofi? He just had a baby.
I was kind of annoyed. I was legitimately annoyed by that because why are we going to take this time just for that when, you know, Kofi just had a kid and Roman has a kid and, like, all these other wrestlers have kids.
You can't build up this, like, Titus O'Neil's a dad. So are a lot of other fucking wrestlers.
Yeah, like, why couldn't you have had a promo of all of the dads in WWE? It would have been really... It would have been a little heartwarming.
Well, yeah, nice thing for Father's Day.
Instead, Bray Wyatt has kids. Why couldn't we see Bray Wyatt with his kids?
Yeah, instead you have Rusev just yell, Happy Father's Day.
I mean, I was kind of okay with that, though, because I knew it was going to happen, so we'll see.
This is terrible. So bad. So what are your thoughts on the brand split?
Hopefully optimistic.
From somebody that did not watch wrestling when they originally did a brand split.
See, that's the biggest thing. The only reason why I'm, for the most part, looking forward to it, and I'm kind of excited by it, is because it's a new and interesting thing for me to watch unfold. Now, do I think it'll be good? Hopefully.
It will be good at first, but it will wear thin.
I guess my thing is that I this is my hope for what they would do. Like, Raw would be primarily, or, you know, interchange Raw and SmackDown with what I'm saying. But, like, Raw would be, you know, Cena, Orton, Reigns, shit like that. And I would like SmackDown to be, like, newer guys. Like, a lot of, like, the NXT stuff. I'm just kind of, I know you're shaking your head because you know it's not going to work that way.
I
know too, but I wish it was like that.
Reigns will be on Raw, Cena will be on SmackDown, most likely. The problem with the brand split.
And Kurt Angle.
Is, in theory, you think, well, it gives them a chance to push new guys into the main event, right? It's not true. At least last time, it wasn't true. Yeah, they put new guys in the main event, but then it was the main event, and you're like, well, that's not believable. And then they just don't win. Or it just doesn't work. More people get on TV, but it doesn't push people. It doesn't actually build them to... You're not suddenly going to see, oh, wow, Sami Zayn's now going for the title, like, really soon. He's not. He's still going to be a mid-carder no matter what show he's on. He might fight at a pay-per-view, but you know he's not going to win.
You do know that this
Cesaro is not going to become a fucking SmackDown champion.
This is the opportunity for Tyler Breeze to become the SmackDown champion.
He won't.
Kyle?
Lincoln?
Kyle?
You know as well as I do, he's lucky to have a job.
I will continue to believe in my heart of hearts. It's like Tinkerbell.
Do you know who else people believed in their heart of hearts?
Don't say it.
It's fucking Damian Sandow.
God damn it, I knew you were going to say it.
Cody Rhodes. I know he wasn't released, but still, they didn't do shit with him. We've seen it happen way too many times of good wrestlers getting released.
Do you think Samoa Joe is going to be brought up with a bracelet?
I think almost all of them are.
Yeah.
I don't think he will be yet because he still has the title. I don't think they'll bring the champ up.
I'm trying to think of when he could lose it.
Takeover? Whoever he fights?
Is it... Yeah, who is he fighting at Takeover?
We don't know. We only know Finn and...
Shinsuke? Yeah, that's right. Who would he even fight?
Austin Aries probably is my guess.
Oh, and then he would lose the title. Yeah, that would work.
If he's going to lose to Austin Aries.
You don't think he would?
I call bullshit on that.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think Aries could win?
No.
Why?
Why would he?
Ooh, what if they did it with... What about Eric Young?
It could be Bobby Roode. Eric Young's already lost to Smojo. Very handily.
Oh, shit, that's right. God damn it, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Bobby Roode. I don't see Smojo coming up anytime soon.
I hope he does. I really would like to see
him. I'd rather see him than Finn.
I don't know. I still kind of think Finn's ready for main roster.
I will say this right now. If Finn Balor comes to main roster, lose the fucking demon gimmick. It's not going to work.
Even for pay-per-views?
I don't think it's going to work.
What if they kayfabe it in?
This is not the era for that.
True. I mean, I love the gimmick because it's so silly and it's fun, but I still really loved it when he was just doing like his old Prince Devitt with his leather jacket and shit. That was really fun.
I think it's cool, but it doesn't fit.
Then I gotta fucking throw away all my fucking Finn Balor demon shit.
Oh, they're not getting rid of it, but I think they should. People say Undertaker. Here's the thing.
What if with Finn Balor, he has he just wears it during pay-per-views.
Like he does now.
Exactly.
It still doesn't work.
How does that not work? Because it's not like it's in any of the storylines or anything.
Yeah, what's the point of it then?
It's just fun theatrics.
Like, NXT is still indie wrestling. It has a WWE name on it. It's still indie wrestling. It doesn't fit. Because main roster is more realistic, real guys. And you're going to have this fucking moron crawling out in makeup.
Yes.
It doesn't fit.
I agree, but I still want it to happen.
And I will also say, he is improving and expanding his moveset. He needs to do a lot more of it before he comes to main roster.
I was still impressed by him the last pay-per-view.
Yeah, but can he go with Seth Rollins?
Not right now.
He can't. Can he go with AJ?
Well, that's a loaded question because he went with AJ quite a bit.
That was a different style of wrestling.
True. Actually, you know, I could see him having a relatively good match with Seth. I'm not sure if it would be like balls to wall amazing. Yes, I 100% believe that he could.
Cena could carry him.
Yeah.
All right, let's say somebody like Roman, where Finn is going to help carry some of the load. I don't think he has moves. He does not have the moveset to do that.
But I think he'd be great against like Cesaro. Like, well, I'm talking about like mid-card stuff. He'd be fantastic.
I know I'm using top guys. I don't think Finn... I'm going to get shit on again. He has a long way to go before he's a top-tier guy on the main roster.
Which I definitely agree. He's a great, like, mid-carder, and
He has a long way to go.
But yeah, I mean, he's nowhere near the top guy
status.
He's
not Samojo or Nakamura or Asuka, who can come in and get a title shot, and I'd be like, I believe that. So we'll see. I don't know.
Which is kind of unfortunate, because really, if you think about it, he has all the prestigious previous wrestlers, but I guess really the biggest thing is, like, his really only company was New Japan. But, I mean, he was the leader of the Bullet Club, and he held that for a very long time.
But look at how much Vince gives a fuck about the Bullet
Club.
Because, say it again, the Bullet Club cannot work in WWE.
I realize now that me thinking the Bullet Club should come to WWE, I never really thought about why the Bullet Club works in New Japan until it happened.
You realize, yeah, it worked because it's something New Japan had never seen as run-ins and interference.
Also, I want to talk about New Japan real fast because, holy fucking shit. Now, this is probably dated. Like, this probably has changed.
It doesn't matter. Nobody can know.
Okay, so Tetsuya Naito has the championship, right?
Okay.
And he has been getting the most fucking heat any heel I've seen, like, in a long time. And it's fucking brilliant. And it's one of those things where I'm like, why is WWE not doing something like that? Where you have, like, a legit heel people fucking hate.
They do. They just refuse to admit it.
But for actually them doing it, the character actually doing it. So he has the belt, right? And basically he went on this huge spiel about how he doesn't give a fuck about the belt. And there's this big thing where he was just saying, like, I'll throw it in the river if I want to. I'll throw it in the middle of the street. I'll rip it in two. I'll spit on it. I'll do whatever the fuck I want until somebody comes up here and tries to get it from me.
Do you know why that wouldn't work in the States?
Why?
People would fucking love him for that.
Oh, true. Yeah, see, that's why. But in Japan, it works so well. Everybody's like, fuck this guy.
And it doesn't work here.
Oh my God, it's so good.
We love heels here. The way to make someone that big heel is like Roman, where Vince basically in the company goes, this is going to be our guy and you will like him. That's how you make people hate him.
Oh my God, that is so good.
Or it's really easy in WWE if you want a heel. Just promote somebody who's not a good wrestler. Because I think wrestling fans, for the most part, have come around, finally. It's not personality that matters, it's ability. I say that, but you have Ambrose. You know, why do people like Seth Rollins so much? It's because he can fucking wrestle. I don't think it has to do with his ability.
Well, I think there's a good line.
Or with his personality.
Well, it really, like, it's hard to be kind of in the middle with it. You either have to be a very, very good in-ring performer, and then grow a personality to it. Or you are all personality.
I have one example that proves that wrong.
Okay, what is
Cesaro.
It?
Cesaro.
Oh, yeah, you got me there.
He's trying, but he doesn't have much of a personality.
I think he's getting a lot better, though. He does his little winky winks.
Yeah, but still.
Does his little throwy throws.
When he talks on the mic, it's forced. And Bret Hart, early in his career as champion, was one of the worst fucking promos I've ever heard in my life.
But he's still the greatest of all time.
A wrestler.
All time.
But his promos were shit. Shit. Have you heard?
Are we talking like Sid bad?
Have you heard some of his...
I have heard some of the original ones.
Holy fuck, they were not good. He was scared to death to talk on the mic. So, I just think people want good wrestling, is what they want now. AJ's not the best on the mic.
He's getting better, though. I liked his Cena promo.
I mean, he's good, but he's not great.
He's not Enzo.
Yeah, he's not Enzo. He's
the fuck was Enzo on tonight, by the way? We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, I have no idea. No, AJ's great. He's been around. He knows what he's doing. But he's not The Rock, who The Rock was on the other hand. People love The Rock. Really look at his wrestling.
Not the greatest.
And Austin. Hogan? Yeah, Austin, Hogan. Look at what was Austin's moveset? He had a bunch of kicks and a stunner and some punches. That's Austin's moveset. But people loved him. There was not much wrestling to Stone Cold Steve Austin. There was not much wrestling to Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior. Andre. He's just big. That dude is over like a motherfucker. So I don't know. Yeah. Ambrose, you are no Hogan. So what I'm getting at. He is good on the mic. Ambrose is really fucking good on the mic.
So, Kyle.
But not in the ring.
You excited for Battleground now?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't excited for Battleground before. Because Battleground is a little bullshit one before SummerSlam. Nothing will get solved.
What is the date of Battleground?
24th, July 24th.
Okay, so we're going to be at NXT before that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will not be doing an NXT episode on NXT Live. So.
But you have to watch Instagram because I'm going to try to get as many hard style pictures with wrestlers as I can.
So yeah, if you could like and subscribe on Instagram, if you could follow us, WGW Podcast, I appreciate it. I'm just kidding, you don't have to do that. I mean, if you want to, it's what Lincoln's saying. I just put it in different words and he's giving me a shitty look. Fuck you, Lincoln, you're saying the same goddamn thing.
Piece of shit. I am just trying to say that if you would like to see a picture of me, hopefully sitting on the ground with Shinsuke Nakamura with our hands interlocked, staring into the camera, you should follow us on Instagram.
And I will say this, if somehow we have listeners, that's it. No. If somehow we have listeners that will also be at NXT Live, find us. It'd be really cool.
Yeah. I'll be wearing my Bullet Club shirt.
I'll probably be wearing a Leva, or my Bailey shirt.
That's right. Yeah, you're wearing the Bailey
shirt. Or a Leva Bates shirt.
Either one.
Just look for it. I'll be wearing a Seahawks hat. I'll stand out. We're in fucking Indiana.
Kyle, you have a Seahawks hat. I'll probably have my Blackhawks hat with a lot of pins on it.
Yeah, so track us down. It'd be cool. Tell us we suck. I don't care.
I'll fucking give you the stunner.
He won't give you the stunner.
I'll too sweet you.
He will too sweet you. And then he will blow you. Catching flies in this mind.